07786206951. Now, many years ago, and it was a big thing in the 50s, wasn't it? Did you sit in the cinema with your 3D glasses on, watching, I don't know, was it Jaws 3 in 3D, or, you know, back in the 50s, did you watch Hondo with John Wayne? Did you ever watch that? It was made in 3D, wasn't it? It was a really awful one I saw in the 80s called Space Hunter, Adventures in the Forbidden Zone, which was a complete vacuum of a film, but the effects looked fantastic in 3D. But you looked daft, didn't you? And it, although it was new technology, they all thought it'd be huge, it never really caught on. Well, you may be getting three-dimensional television in your house sooner than you thought. Holographic 3D TV. You don't need the glasses, I don't think. Imagine it'd be like you're on the pitch with Rooney and Ronaldo, or sat in the Rovers with Deirdre and Ken. Would the scripts be any better, though? Well, that's neither here nor there, but Professor Levent Onural is there from the multinational 3D TV network. Good morning, Professor Onural.
Good morning. Thank you very much for that nice introduction.
So how soon could we get this?
Well, as in any technology, there are different versions. So the earlier versions of 3D TV has been with us for a long time. You already mentioned about the movies in 50s or so. And actually, the earliest version of 3D TV is as old as 2D TV, something like 80 years or so.
Oh, so you could watch it, but you need those glasses on with the red lens and the green lens.
Yes, that's true. Now, the current technology eliminates the goggles pretty much. Not in the movie houses, but probably on TVs. There won't be any need for the goggles. With the new technology, lenticular sheets and things like that, we will be able to watch 3D on a monitor without the aid of special goggles. However, that's still not the end of the story. And by the way, probably that version will be with us in about 3 or 4 years or so.
Wow.
But the real thing, real viewing experience will be the holographic one, as you mentioned. And then in that case, the TV will be totally different. You know, in Manchester, football is a big thing. The football teams are known all over the world. Watching football on TV will be a different story. The TV will be something like a coffee table in the room, probably in the middle of our living rooms. And then we can see the actual players, smaller replicas of them, made up from light, but look very realistic. And we can move around, watch them from any angle we wish.
Will they have to film it all differently in order for that to work?
That's true. When we say television, it's not only the display end, of course. The whole system, the whole technique, end to end, from shooting 3D, transmitting, storing, using, watching, will be different.
Is it going to be very, very expensive?
I don't think so, and don't worry about it at all. Whenever we have a new technology, because of the intellectual property costs, the price seems high at the beginning. But when there is mass production of some kind, and we don't know yet when or if there will be any mass production of 3D, but hoping that it will be there, the price will go down to the price of the components, the semiconductors, silicon, and things like that. And that's always affordable.
So, I mean, we're talking then about the holographic television, which is going to be different to just a 3D TV. But a holographic one, obviously you wouldn't be able to watch old movies, would you, on it? You wouldn't be able to watch any old John Wayne films on a holographic TV.
That's yes and no. It is possible to convert existing 2D movies to 3D by special techniques. But that's rather labor-intensive and therefore expensive. I think that conversion from existing 2D to 3D will be done only on a limited number of movies, say something like 40, 50, the most popular, well-known titles.
Wow. And how soon will we get the straight 3D TV? Will that just be like high-definition television?
The auto-stereoscopic version, which is an advanced version of stereoscopic one, where you don't need the goggles. The old technologies for all of the components are with us already. So the integration and the last steps and the standardization, probably it will take another 3-4 years or so, and we will get it. Some houses will have it. All of the movie houses around will have 3D movies, much more common than today anyway. But the holographic one, that's at least 10 years away, or maybe even 15 or more, according to some other people.
Blimey, that'd be incredible to see. And but you reckon a 3D one in the shops, what, 3 years' time? How much will it cost, you think?
Oh, I have no idea, really, about it.
Have you got one?
We have different versions in the lab, yes.
Have you got one at home, though?
I brought one to home. kind of, you know, I showed that to my kids and stuff, but that was it. There's not much content. You know, most of the people watch these kind of things if you have good content, the good story. Technology, they don't mind about it, except me.
Oh, yes, it is. So the content's not even been made for the 3D TV yet.
Not much.
Oh, dear, I don't know. That's always a bit of a sticking point, isn't it? And look at the kind of content they've got in the movies at the moment, just remaking a lot of old rubbish, aren't they? Well, listen, this is a fantastic thing to hear about, especially the holographic one, and especially when you talk about football. Of course, that is if you're a Manchester United fan rather than a Manchester City fan, because you do not want to watch a hologram of your team getting beaten. So there you go. So there's always a downside to these things, Professor Onurel. But listen, thank you very much for talking to us this morning, and good luck with all your fantastic work. And I'm always fascinated by technology, only because we were always the last to get it in our house, you know what I mean? Everybody else got colour tellies around, what, 1975? Ours arrived sometime the back end of 1978, you know, and it was like an afterthought. I think my dad found out they'd run out of black and white ones, you know. Well, I'll rent one of those. And as for a video, as for video recorders, don't even think about that. There's no video recorder in Mum and Dad's house, so one of us went and bought one back in about 1989-90. You see, this is what happens. New technology is wasted on some people, isn't it? Well, then again, I'm like that. I'm thinking, oh, I'll just wait 2 years until it's not 10,000 quid, you know. Wait till it comes down to less than 600. I've got a nice flat screen telly now, but it's not LCD. You know, but I'm dying for it to break and then I can buy a new one.
95.1 FM.
DAB Digital Radio.
And the World Wide Web.
This is Manchester.
BBC Radio Manchester.
At 9 o'clock, the first national NHS strike for nearly 20...